a local charity that ensures local students have full access to nutritious breakfast, lunch, and snacks at school. Guests will enjoy interactive stations from Aquaterra, Baja Craft Kitchen, Bella Bistro, Kudo Catering, Crave Coffee House, and Days on Front, along with a welcome cocktail, raw bar, local wine, live music, and a silent auction. It's a rare chance to experience the creativity of six local restaurants under one roof while supporting students in the community. We are so proud to be part of Savor Spring, a night where Kingston's best kitchens come together for something bigger than food, says Chef Chris Kudo of Kudo Catering. That's the vision we stand behind. Good food, real impact, one table. Tickets are on sale now and going fast. Visit www.foodsharingproject.org/savorspring to grab yours today.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
And welcome back, everyone. It is around 5 o'clock here at CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, broadcasting from Queen's University since 1922. This special program is a tribute to the Grad Club, which has officially shuttered its doors as of April 24th. Before the break, you heard Stars with Set Yourself on Fire, one of the top bands that Scott Stevens, CFRC Emeritus Music Coordinator, saw at the Grad Club back in the day. I also caught up with Dean Hayden, who worked as our music coordinator when I, well, poached him from the Grad Club when it got shut down during the pandemic. Dean also co-hosted Grad Club Trivia on air with myself, Mariah Horner, and Stephanie Nyheis the first year of the lockdown. Dean and his amazing wife, Megan, also co-hosted the Late Late Capitalism show with Chancellor Miracle and Jesse Bell here on CFRC. And to this day, they continue to co-host Tuesday's Indie Wake Up Call remotely from their secret location somewhere in the GTA. Anyway, Dean, forever friend of the band The Mountain Goats, saw a lot of other great acts at the Grad Club while he worked there as a bartender. Alex Cuba was on the list, and we've heard from Alex already, so we're going to dig into one of the other acts that Dean absolutely adored at the Grad Club, and that's the Great Lakes Swimmers. Here's Your Rocky Spine by the Great Lakes Swimmers now on our special tribute to the Grad Club. Thanks, Dean, for checking in.
Bye. Against resolve, I could tell then and there.
And that was the Great Lakes Swimmers with Your Rocky Spine, one of CFRC and Grad Club staff alum Dean Hayden's favorite acts that he ever saw at Grad Club. And CFRC / Grad Club alumna Stephanie Dyheiss also reached out. Not only was Stephanie behind the bar at Grad, but she co-hosted Grad Club trivia during the pandemic on the airwaves here and was our program coordinator as well before moving on and out of the city. But while at Grad, she too saw lots of great shows, and her top pick was Always, who also headlined the second Q-Pop Festival that included concerts at Grad Club, Queen's Pub, Clark Hall Pub, and The Underground back in 2015. From Always, here's In Undertow.
Yeah.
And that was Always with Undertow, a band who performed at Grad Club and was seen and much loved by CFRC and Grad Club staff alum Stephanie Nyheis. We heard from yet another Grad Club staff alum, well known for his deadpan humor, lovely painted portraits of cats, and the gift of beard, Homer. Yep, he reached out too with a list of his favorite bands that he saw back in the day when he was pouring our beers, and from it, Metz was at the top. From them, we're going to listen to Headache right now on our special Grad Club tribute episode here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Thanks, Homer. Hope to see you in the real life soon. And that was Metz with Headache, recommended by Grad Club bar staff alum Homer. Coming up next, we have a small segment featuring a brief chat with cherished CFRC volunteer and host of Finding a Voice, Bruce Kaufman, who's away from the station for a bit and kindly ceded his time to support the special Grad Club tribute while he's away. Here we go. So we are on the line with Bruce Kaufman, who's away from the station for a little bit, but we caught up with him to talk about the Grad Club. Bruce, you had some remarks that you wanted to make about our beloved friends at Grad Club. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. It was a shock to when I read that they were closing, and I'm going to miss the Grad Club. It was always there, like... Perhaps on a stormy night out at sea, a lighthouse you could finally spot that made you feel still alive, still connected. I've, of course, attended music events there, but what I cherish most were the literary events, book launches, open mics, Queen's Poetry Slam, numerous other poetry readings. Some of them were a series, and even a play there in early 2020. Perhaps most memorable, and I wish I had audio for it, an ice storm that pretty much emptied the streets. There was ice hanging everywhere outside. CFRC had set up a funding event and had arranged space for a poetry reading in the afternoon along with a silent auction. Musical groups were coming in after that and to fill the space late that afternoon and into the night. But I had the honor of setting up the poetry reading with several guest poets coming in. And despite the weather, every one of them was there. And it was incredibly wonderful reading and beautiful, heart-touching event. But what made it really stick, and I can see it as clearly today as I did then, was that it felt as if we were in an old home. It's living room, fireplace against the wall, low lighting, and it felt like we were thrown back 120 years or more in time. It was just incredible. And grad club, thank you so much for so many memories. And yeah, I'm going to miss you.
Thank you so much, Bruce. And it's very wonderful that you brought up that fundraiser that happened way back in 2018, in April 2018. I remember that day.
Wow.
I was there the whole day. But you know.
Yeah, I know you were.
but you know what? It's really lovely, too, because that particular event was, in fact, co-organized by CFRC's own John McClurg, as well as local musician John Rose, who is was a board member for the grad club. I wonder if maybe we can play some of their music to also give them a special shout out for that, for the wonderful stuff they've done. John Rose has continued to do open mic work there at the grad club as well. But John McClurg was instrumental in organizing that fantastic afternoon, despite the terrible weather outside.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Should we play some John Rose and John McClurg?
That sounds perfect.
Thanks so much, Bruce. And we look forward to having you back on the airwaves very soon when you return, okay?
Okay, thank you very much. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you, Dinah.
Many a child was lost that way, from two souls standing at a gate, hammering hearts held that day, wondering who would lead the way. Her hair was hanging by her side, seduction was her sacred science. I was just a jam of clients, clunking on the floor, ragged souls of self-denial. I guess they thought they were on trial. A night and day was spent that way, wondering who would lead the way. Tired of just observing life, take the sheath off of the knife, take a slice, you know it's right. See something from the inside. When our names have been forgot, our bodies feed forget-me-not. I won't mind the meals I bought, all for a kiss on the cheek. Ragged souls of self-denial, I guess they thought they were on trial. Night and day were spent that way, wondering. And a good Catholic went to the pond to take a dip. Their backs were sore and their hearts were free from all the guilt that they had made. I know why I walked away, but it's not something I would say. Meet me on the judgment day, we'll watch it on the big screen. Ragged souls of self-denial, I guess they thought they were on trial. A night and day were spent that way, wondering. Child was lost that way, from two souls standing at the gate, hammering hearts held that day, wondering who would lead the way.
Whoa, man, you can't can't find no lover and you can't find no friend. Well, I am just a man. I'll never know, but I'll try to understand. Good God damn. Don't give up your life and don't pretend. Just cry your eyes. That she wouldn't love you is all a disguise. Oh, that she wouldn't love you is all a disguise. You know you do, you do. No, you do, no, you do. No, you do, no, you do. No, you do, no, you do, yeah. With your dark, long despair, oh, don't let them tell you that it's not fair. With that look in your eye, it's gotta be enough just to make you try. Don't give it up, give it up, give it up. That's all you can do to feel her love. That's all you can do to feel her love. You know you do, you do. No, you do, no, you do. No, you do, no, you do. No, you do, no, you do. So come on out and tell everybody, just tell everyone that you love somebody. Stand out, stand proud. Give it all you got, scream your love aloud. Hope it sets you free. Hope it make all your dreams as free as can be. Hope it make all your dreams as free as can be. You know you do, you do. No, you do, no, you do. No, you do, no, you do. No, you do, no, you do, yeah.
Welcome back to CFRC and our special tribute to the Grad Club. You just heard local musician, Queens alum, and Grad Club board member John Rose with Dark Despair from his album Beside Myself, released in 2015. And of course, John was instrumental in putting together wonderful open mic nights at Grad Club over many years, including the April 2018 CFRC fundraiser event he put together with our CFRC volunteer and host of Happy Town, John McClurg, whose song Who Will Lead the Way we also heard. And thank you to Bruce Kaufman for the wonderful community building contributions he also took at Grad Club and still continues to do for the poetry scene in Kingston. Stay tuned for more great wordsmithing on CFRC's Finding a Voice returning soon. Coming up next, we have another request from a Grad Club patron named Maxine, who reached out via Instagram, who loved seeing Elephant Stone at Grad Club. In particular, she wants to hear one for the road called Andromeda. Here we go.
The void can seem so near when you close your eyes and open up your mind. The stars, they draw us in to an outer plane. I'm
And that was Elephant Stone's Andromeda. Thanks to Maxine for that request via Instagram at CFRC Music. Coming up, Momo, a.k.a. Mariah Horner, former bar staff member at the Grad Club, artistic director of CFRC's Shortwave Radio Theater Festival, co-host of Grad Club Trivia on CFRC during the pandemic, an amazing local dramaturge and Queen's professor. Loved Begonia, but also thought Partners Grad Club performance was just out of this world when they were here. Here's Everybody Knows from Partner off their 2017 full-length In Search of Lost Time. Thank you, Momo, for the reco. Was Partner with Everybody Knows and ACT CFRC and Grad Club alum Mariah Mo Horner really, really loved. Coming up next, we have a small segment and song from CFRC program coordinator and Grad Club alum Jesse Bell, who also loved seeing Partner, but also thought fellow Grad Club alum Emily Steele not only kicked ass behind the bar, but really just knocked it right the heck out of the park on stage with her band, Emily Steele and the Deal. Let's turn it over now to Jesse for his remarks about Grad Club and this incredible local act. Over to you, sir.
Hey, folks. Jesse Bell from CFRC 101.9 FM here. And I, like all of you listening, am devastated to hear about the closure of the Grad Club. One of the most incredible live concert experiences in the city of Kingston and just a staple of the local community, a key part of the Kingston arts scene. The Grad Club is a one-of-a-kind space, and we are going to miss it immensely. I wanted to submit a memory related to my time working at the Grad Club. I worked there in 2017, 2018, and then again briefly in 2019 on doors and then in the kitchen, and I met so many outstanding people. I saw so many incredible concerts, but the track I want to play for you is one that was recorded live at the Grad Club by a former Grad Club staff member and a local icon in her own right, the incomparable Emily Steele. and The Deal. Just an incredible group, a wonderful human being, and someone I met working at the grad club, someone I never would have met if I hadn't started working at the grad club. And this song is also significant to me because I was able to collaborate with M. Steel and The Deal on the Roadrunner music video, which released in January of 2025. And it was so special to me to be able to work collaboratively with an artist and a person I respect. And none of this would have been possible without the Grad Club. So, Grad Club, thank you. We're going to miss you. We love you. And man, what a run for the best little bar in this big, crazy world. This is M. Steel and The Deal with Roadrunner. And this is our tribute to the Grad Club live right here, right now on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Thank you, Jesse, for that segment and awesome song selection from local band Emily Steele and The Deal. Coming up next, local filmmaker and musician Josh Lyon reached out to me telling me that both of his bands, Rocket Surgery and The Gertrudes, started out together at open mic nights at Grad Club starting way back in 2007. From The Gertrudes' 2025 full length, we'll have a listen to the lead single, Lone Coyote, right now here on CFRC. Thanks, Josh, for reaching out.
At the edge of the field, where your mind starts to wander. How does it feel in the dirt and the water? If you knew that I could run, if you knew that I could run. Come on, baby, dance with me. I heard you banging on the barn door last night. Jump in the pickup and I hit the bright lights. Saw you dancing with your eyes full of rage. Blindly reached back in the cab for the 12th gauge. If you knew that I could run, if you knew that I could run, would you dance with me? If you knew that I could run, come on and dance. Across the fields we'd run with wind in our hair, dancing faster than I ever could bear. Hit the hen house and we'd have so much fun. Jump in the pickup and I'd give you the shotgun. If you knew that I could run, you miss the pack, but you won't look back if you dance with me. You're now my best friend. Transistor radio, let's dance till the night ends. Cry for the kill, you let them come to take me. Never should have fallen for a lone coyote. A lone coyote. For the lone coyote.
And that was the Gertrudes with Lone Coyote, who apparently started out on the open mic scene at Grad Club back in the day. Thanks, Josh, for telling us that story. Coming up next, we have another classic from legendary local act P.S. I Love You, mentioned by tons of folks who saw them perform multiple times at Grad Club over the years. Here's 2012 from their 2010 release, Meet Me at the Muster Station.
We'll be right back.
that was P.S. I Love You's classic single 2012. Coming up, we've got more local music from another great band that was a regular fixture at Grad Club, the Hurrachas, featuring CFRC alum Adam Weaver, Chris Wood, Steve Sotil, Daniel Chalmers, and also featuring local burlesque dancers Miss May Oh My, a.k.a. Era McCauley, CFRC's Special Projects Coordinator, and ELE Incognito, a.k.a. Little Dave, who was one of the last kitchen staff at the Grad Club this spring, and like his teammates, was impacted by the closure of the Grad Club. Good luck to all of those staff members on their next steps. From the Hurrachas, we're going to listen to Pole Nectar off their first full-length released back in 2013 called The Hurrachas Ride. And that was some great surf rock action from local act The Hurrachas. The song was called Pole Nectar. We also heard from Adam Weave, the band's bass player and longtime CFRC volunteer, who also organized a huge multi-act Pixies tribute fundraiser event for CFRC at the Grad Club back in the day. And I also remember another time he put on this amazing show. It was a big Nirvana tribute show that he organized at the mansion as well as another fundraiser event. Good times indeed with the Weave. And for the Weave, one of the best times he had seeing a show at Grad Club was Death From Above 1979, which he said was pretty ridiculous, but like in the good way. Here's a classic from them called Romantic Rites, right here on CFRC's Tribute to the Grad Club. Thanks, Weave.
Sickness if I don't die young. Come on.
And you just heard Death From Above 1979, a show loved by many, including CFRC alum Adam Weaver. Thanks for reaching out, brother. Coming up, I've got another recommendation from an anonymous CFRC alum whose face melted off during a Cadence Weapon performance at Grad Club. But apparently they also got to make out with someone on the pool table upstairs that night as well. So happy memories for them getting felt, so to speak, on the pool table and having a great time during the live set. Anyway, here's Sunrise by Cadence Weapon right now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Caught a vibe off the jump now. No boss, no job, now I do what I want now. Staying past sundown. Up in the clouds, now I don't want to come down. Plus I got funds now. Trying to have fun, no time for the run around. Car got surround sound. Drive with the top down, ride with me downtown. Highway westbound. Stay looking fresh, just hopped on a jet out. Feel like the best out. Have to confess, not trying to get stressed out. Don't want to feel pressed down. Don't want to feel left out. Left the hotel, I just checked out. Call me up when I get down. How I feel today. No, I'm not trying to hear what you're trying to say. Gotta get it right now, no time to play. Sunrise, sometimes wanna fly away. Yeah, wanna fly away. Sunrise, sometimes wanna fly away. Yeah, wanna fly away. How I feel today. No, I'm not trying to hear what you're trying to say. Gotta get it right now, no time to play. Sunrise, sometimes wanna fly away. Yeah, wanna fly away. Sunrise, sometimes wanna fly away. Yeah, wanna fly away. Yeah, wanna fly away. Yeah, wanna fly away. Off. All you need to do is keep the beat on. Back in the day they used to sleep on. Now I'm doing things I used to dream of. Me and Alice Ivy watch his team up. About to go to work, pull my sleeves up. Pump the AC till I freeze up. Got a new verse, can you keep up? All I wanna do is put the cap off. All I wanna do is get my laugh on. Keep it to the future, leave the past gone. Speaking through my music, let me last long. Hanging all night on the rooftop. Found a place for us to play the tracks out. Finally took a moment just to cool off. Time for a toast, put your glass out.
Sunrise is upon us. Time shines when I run by. See the sun high like a comet. Like a combine. Let's go outside. Treat the sunlight like a promise. Keep it like a secret. We can go out when it's gone. We can go home when it comes.
How I feel today. No, I'm not trying to hear what you're trying to say. Gotta get it right now, no time to play. Sunrise, sometimes wanna fly away. Yeah, wanna fly away. Sunrise, sometimes wanna fly away. Yeah, wanna fly away. How I feel today. No, I'm not trying to hear what you're trying to say. Gotta get it right now, no time to play. Sunrise, sometimes wanna fly away. Yeah, wanna fly away. Sunrise, sometimes wanna fly away. Yeah, wanna fly away. Yeah, wanna fly away. Yeah, wanna fly away.
And that was Sunrise by Cadence Weapon, another legendary act to grace the hallowed stage at Grad Club. And we are almost out of time on this three-hour tour of great stories and gigs that happened at the Grad Club. Before we close, I did reach out to Virginia Clark of Flying V Productions, who was unable to join us for a segment for the show today, but hopes to join us in the future to reflect on the good times had at Grad Club. In the meantime, she did remark on some of her favorite acts that she had put on over the years, including Stars, Death From Above 1979, The Sadies, Sarah Harmer, Jill Barber, and Matt Barber, and also Bahamas. Thank you, Virginia and Flying V Productions, for all the great times at Grad. Thank you to all the staff, board members, musicians, event organizers, trivia night hosts, and customers who made the Grad Club such a vibrant fixture in our community for so long. We're so sad to see you go, Grad Club, but you're forever in our hearts. Thanks to everyone who reached out with requests. I'm sorry I couldn't service every single one of them. They're so many of them. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to our special Grad Club tribute episode, and to Bruce Kaufman for ceding his broadcast time to support this project today. I'm Dinah Jansen. It's been my pleasure to share great music and memories with you here on CFRC. I'm closing the show with one of Virginia's requests, Bahamas. It's called Whole Wide World. Thank you, everyone.
When I was a young boy, my mama said to me, there's only one girl in the world for you, and she's probably in Tahiti. Maybe she's in the Bahamas, where the Caribbean Sea is blue, weeping in a tropical moon. Nobody told her about you. I'd go the whole wide world. I'd go the whole wide world just to find her. I'd go the whole wide world. I'd go the whole wide world to find out where they hide her. Why am I hanging around in the rain out here, trying to pick up a girl? Why are my eyes filling up with these lonely girls all over the world? Is she lying on a tropical beach somewhere, underneath a tropical sun, pining away in a heat wave there, hoping that I won't be long? I should be lying on that sun-soaked beach with her, caressing her warm brown skin. Then in a year, or maybe not quite, we'll be sharing the same next of kin. I'd go the whole wide world. I'd go the whole wide world just to find her. I'd go the whole wide world. I'd go the whole wide world to find out where they hide her. I'd go the whole wide world. I'd go the whole wide world just to find her. I'd go the whole wide world. I'd go the whole wide world to find out where they hide her.
Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC, listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast of Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from 6 to 8 here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. Atlantic and 7:30 Newfoundland.
Swing, Swang, Swung. It's 2 hours of jazz, jump, bop, blues, fusion, funk. I'll play it all as long as it swings. So check us out every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Jazz is an American classic, and therefore we present it as such, without tricks and without nonsense and without funny hats and funny hair.
On Saturday, May 2nd at 6 p.m., the Food Sharing Project invites you to step into a lively, chef-powered dining experience unlike any other. Start the night with a complimentary cocktail, raw bar, and charcuterie before moving through a series of interactive stations hosted by chefs from six standout Kingston restaurants, including Aquaterra, Baja Craft Kitchen, Bella Bistro, Kutu Catering, Crave Coffee House, and Days on Front. Each station offers a seasonal creation crafted to showcase the talent and creativity of our local culinary scene. With wine served at dinner, live music, a cash bar, and a silent auction, it's an evening designed to delight every sense. Funds raised will support the Food Sharing Project's work, ensuring students across Kingston and area have access to the nourishing food they need to thrive. Tickets are $125 per person. Learn more at www.foodsharingproject.org